Columbia Daily Tribune.
That was good. Salty language. I get it.
When I had him scheduled, we did not yet have a new coach at the University of Missouri. But now they do. And it's Coach Anderson, just not ours. It's a different one. Kim Anderson, who's a Tigers graduate, and
Number
Joe knows
42,
well.
Man. I grew up watching him.
There you go.
Great guy.
Joe, welcome back. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good.
And you know where Slater, Missouri is?
I do. I'm from Trenton, Missouri. So I'm in the general area.
Yeah. All right.
Well, Big Joe Klein, longtime NBA vet who owns a local restaurant and is also a college basketball assistant down here in Little Rock, is joining us in the studio, Joe. So we got two Joes.
All right.
So one of you can write and the other one, you know. Anyway.
So, the other one can do something that can make him some money.
Exactly. There you go. Well, we appreciate your dedication anyway. So coming off a Division II national championship at Central Missouri, Kim Anderson, a Missouri graduate. What was the initial reaction in the fan base, and what was your reaction when you found out they had hired him as the coach?
I liked it. I think you could probably, if you really wanted to generalize, say it was sort of fell along generational lines, probably people above 40 or so were higher on it than people who are in their 30s and below who really weren't paying a whole lot of attention to Missouri basketball, even when he was an assistant in the 90s, much less when he was a player in the 70s. And to them, I think there's probably, you know, we got a Division II coach, you know, this is the best you could do. Whereas people who remembered him a little more were like, well, he was the lead assistant back when Missouri basketball was pretty good under Norm Stewart, good player, obviously a really good Division II coach that probably ended up in Division II strictly because of the politics going on at Missouri at the time when, you know, Norm parted under a situation where there was a feud going on between him and the athletic director and some of the donors. And so Kim Anderson not getting the job before now had a lot more to do with who he was connected with than his ability, I think. And so I think he proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that he can really coach at the Division II level. And now it's a matter of, you know, can he assemble enough players to win at the Division I level? Because I think he will get the most out of the guys he does get.
We were all caught off guard by Haith leaving to go to Tulsa because no matter how you slice it, it's a step down, despite the fact that that's been a great proving ground for coaches. What was the reaction there? More of a surprise or more of a good riddance?
Both. There was both. I think it's kind of his move, though. It's kind of what he did at Miami, too, although you could argue when he came from Miami to Missouri, he was kind of jumping off the hot seat into a better job.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Missouri's probably a better job than Miami as far
no
as basketball
question.
Goes.
Yeah.
Now, Tulsa has a really good basketball tradition, but in terms of, I think, prestige and, I don't know, just exposure, to see someone leave an SEC school to go to Tulsa, it kind of grabs you. But I think for him, it was kind of a move of staying one step ahead of the posse. He had gotten the sense that if he had a bad year next year, he probably was going to be fired, and he took a look at his roster and said, I don't see any way I'm not going to have a bad year next year, and so I've got this chance I'm going to buy myself. You know, if you go to a new job, you've probably got 3 years of job security or whatever it is, whereas here he might have been a goner if he had a bad year. So I think it was, in a sense, sort of a shrewd move for him. Maybe did not display the sort of competitive fire you would like to see from a head coach, the sort of idea of, you don't think I can do it, well, let me prove it to you that I can. So that was maybe, if I were a Tulsa fan, be a little troubling.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the end, Missouri probably came out okay on this deal. I mean, I think they got a better coach. Like I said before, though, it's a matter of the unseen thing of the whole deal is, you know, do high school kids respond enough to this hire to want to come play at Missouri?
Do you know if he took a cut in pay?
Did Haith?
Yeah.
No, he actually got a bump a bit. I think from what I saw, he was going to get about 1.8 from Tulsa. So a slight bump to coach at Tulsa.
Hope he got a guaranteed contract because he won't make it but 2 years.
Yeah.
Well, that's the question. Now, when he came to Missouri, National Coach of the Year the first year. He did it with Mike Anderson's players, obviously. But he got a lot more out of them than Anderson did the year before. But then the second year, they made the tournament, but to me it was a disappointment when you considered the players they had. They had Phil Pressey, who really was a dynamic player, but sort of seemed to become increasingly lost where he was really trying to become more of a scorer. They had Alex Oriaki, who won a national title at UConn. They had Lawrence Powers. They had some good players. And they just sort of squeaked into the NCAA tournament and then bowed out quickly. And then this last year they had some decent offensive talent, but they really never played enough defense. They were really in a situation where they would constantly have to outscore people, and they did it about half the time in the SEC, which wasn't good enough.
Joe Waljasper joining us in the zone, Columbia Daily Tribune. As far as recruiting goes, what's Anderson chasing as far as needs? Do you have any idea what kinds of needs they have coming into the next season?
Well, the first recruiting thing he's going to try to do is keep the two kids that have signed. They have, with a new coach, generally, if they want out, the school will let them out, and I think Missouri probably would if they want out. They're both pretty good players, supposedly. I mean, they got the player of the year out of Georgia and then a pretty good player out of California. They're both, like, four-star recruits. So he's going to try to keep them. Then he's still got three scholarships open. So then it's just a matter of can you find people good enough to where they're not just going to be dead weight in your roster? I mean, there's got to be a certain bar for that. So it's always possible he'll take transfer or JUCO kid. So the needs are essentially across the board. I mean, they've got a lot of big men, but they're not very good big men. And then they were really short on guards at the end of this year when they had a couple suspended for a marijuana arrest for the NIT. So they have across-the-board needs. They lost almost all their scoring. Their leading returning scorer next year will be a kid who averaged 5.8 points.
Well, that's good because, you know what? Arkansas needs an
opportunity.
There'll
be plenty of shots available.
Well, the departure of Jordan Clarkson and Jabari Brown means there are numerous, numerous opportunities.
Joe, let me switch to football quickly. Arkansas fans, I think, generally speaking, were disappointed in the way the spring game went and maybe the way that the spring football run went for Arkansas. You've got a new quarterback, but a guy that's proven in Mock. What kinds of question marks did you guys have going into spring, and what kinds of answers have you gotten?
Well, in a sense, they got a whole lot worse because they started the spring with Doriel Green Breckham on the roster, and they ended it without him. So that was poor. I mean, that's bad for Missouri. I thought going into the spring, Matty Mock he was going to be the starter. I think almost anybody would agree on that because he looked pretty good last year when he did play. But I think he distanced himself from the pack there at quarterback, so he really looked good. And it's kind of hard to look good, at least the way Missouri runs its spring stuff. I mean, you just obviously touch the quarterback and he's down, and you know the defense knows exactly what you're doing. So usually the quarterback will look better in actual games against other teams than they do in this. But he looked great. And I think they've got some decent depth behind him. So that position, I think, is fairly well squared away. It's just they're going to be a little bit like last year they had a ton of these gigantic, really good receivers. This year they really don't. And then defensively they've lost. They're probably going to lose at least two or three NFL guys.
DGB had, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back. He had had some incidents, I guess, before that. He was not exactly an exemplary citizen prior to the incident that got him kicked off the team.
Yeah, it was kind of a cumulative effect of his own offenses. He'd gotten arrested, picked up twice for marijuana offenses. And then the other part of it was a cumulative effect of problems at Missouri with athletes, generally speaking, just in the last few months. They had a situation where the ESPN had aired this outside the lines thing about how they dealt with a swimmer who had mental illness issues, wound up committing suicide, and after the fact learned that, you know, she said she'd been raped by football players, and then Missouri didn't go out of its way to investigate that. Then you had a situation where you had two basketball players, you know, one basketball player assaulting the other, getting arrested twice in the same day for assaulting a teammate, and then the teammate filing a restraining order against him. So that was an embarrassment.
They
had all this stuff adding up, and then it's like then on the weekend, Doriel Green Beckham gets accused of, you know, barging into an apartment, dragging his girlfriend out by the neck, pushing another girl down the stairs. And it was just like the timing was all wrong for him to remain at Missouri.
Yeah. If you're going to do that, you got to definitely do it at the right time, because that's otherwise you're going to get
in big trouble. Timing is everything in the assault.
There is no question. Apparently, at the story I saw yesterday, he is headed to Eastern Illinois, which is a university that has turned out a great coach and a quarterback that we thought was going to be great that we're still waiting on. So we'll see how that shakes out. But
figured it'd be Colorado State.
Well, he can definitely smoke all the sticky icky he would want out there for sure.
Yeah.
Eastern Illinois does seem to be an odd fit, although regional to Missouri, so not a far drive for family.
Well, he he was going to have to go down a level if he wanted to play this year.
Right.
And he was going to want to go to the NFL next year. So if he wanted to play at all, he was going to have to go down a level. So it was a matter of picking, you know, which FCS school he wanted to go to.
Joe, I appreciate the time very much. We'll see how it shakes out, and hopefully our Coach Anderson is better than your Coach Anderson. But I think most people would agree that Kim is a good hire up there for sure. I don't know if your fans are, like we said, 100% on board, but certainly good resume and connections to the school. So, we'll
hey,
see.
Joe, when you go through Slater, stop at City Pharmacy and go in there and get you a chocolate malt, some French fries, and put it
Will
on my
do.
Put
Will
it on
do.
My tell him Big Joe Slater Mo.
Put, on his tab.
Put it on my tab.
All right.
Tab's been running for 50 years.
Tell John Markovich to put it on my tab, please.
There you go.
All right. Joe, up on that.
All right. Joe, appreciate the time, man. Thanks.
All right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Big Joe, is that the last pharmacy in the world you can actually get a chocolate malt and french fries?
Yes. It's the only one I know.
Oh, man. That's a good point.
Big hit, though, when we take the kids up to see Granny
Frank.
Is Frank.
It really?
Big hit. Walking down to Frank's. Get us a malt and some fries.
Well, you don't know. Malts Slater are not as malt. Popular as when I was growing up. Malt was a
and
thing.
And they make it in the steel.
Malt liquor.
In the steel.
No, malt liquor, maybe.
But like people eat, shakes is the big deal. But people don't do malts.
What's the difference?
A malt has malt in it.
Malt
it's a shake with malt in it, basically.
Yeah. Fast food restaurants, though, don't have malt.
No.
I don't do malt.
We used to, I mean, we'd make them at home back before I got on this diet. But
you did?
I love malts, baby. You come over sometime. I'll make you a